Begin the current daf Masechta Siyum and daf Chavav. We begin three lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, and this continues on the theme of the previous Mishnahs, which were discussing the four different payasas, as it said in the Mishnah, that there were four different lotteries that took place during the process of the day. The first one we said was the avoid of the Trumas Adeshin. The second one was the avoid centered around the Tumaj Shal Shachar. And now the Mishnah continues with the final two. So the Mishnah tells HaPayas HaShlishi, the third lottery that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, was Chadoshim L'Kataris, the new ones for the Kataris. Now what that means was that anyone that didn't marry yet in his life to bring the Kataris, so that is what the Mishnah tells us, they would say, Bo V'Afisu, you should come and take place in the lottery. And the Gemara will explain why it is that just new ones, that it couldn't be someone that already had merited once before to bring the Kataris. But this was the call they would send out in the Azar, in the courtyard, that whoever is new for the Kataris should come and take place in this third lottery. The Hervi, and the fourth and final lot that took place in the Beis HaMikdash every day, was Chadashim Imishanim, old and new, not just new people. Mimala Evar Menakevish LeMizbech, who's going to bring up the limbs from the ramp to the Mizbech? And that is, as we said, by the second lottery, by the second pious, they would take all the limbs after they dismembered it and bring it up in the procession to the kevesh, to the ramp, then they would leave it there, and then later they would take it from the ramp to the mizbech. That was a separate pious. It was a whole separate lottery for whoever got to take it up from the ramp to the mizbech. Now the Gemara explains, Tanu Lein LeBraisa, explaining why this is that Chadosh Mekataris only knew that people that didn't get a chance to bring the Kataris, only they could take place in the lottery. And that is, Me'olam Leishon Adaba, a person never repeated doing the avodah of the Kataris. So my time, what's the reason? So Amr Rebbe Chanina said, "B'mnei Shemasheres," because the Keteris made an individual wealthy, and therefore they didn't let him repeat it, and that is to give everyone the chance to do the avodah of the Keteris. So Amr Rebbe Papa Labaya, my time, why is it that the Keteris would make a kohen that did the avodah wealthy? Ilem mishum dechsev, if it's because it says in the pasuk in Devarim, Yisimu Keteri v'apecha, this is the bracha that was given to Shevet Levi, which includes the Kohanim and the Levim, that he will place the Keteris in front of you. And what does it say afterwards? Baruch Hashem Cheloi, that Hashem will bless his resources. So you see that bringing the Keteris makes a person wealthy. But if that's the case, then Oila Nami Hoksib, then Oila, in that pasuk itself, it says the words of Cholol Al Mizbechecha, and that he will totally burn the carbon on your Mizbech, which is a reference to the Oila, which is totally sacrificed. That should also be included in the bracha of Baruch Hashem Cheloi. And how if we don't say that, we only say that's by the Keteris? So Amalai, he said, no, it really is from Baruch Hashem Chela, which comes after Yisimu Keter V'Apecha. However, Ha Shchicha, the carbon of Oila, which is B'chol HaMizbechecha, that's common, that's brought all the time. Oilas are always being brought on the Mizbech. V'hola Shchicha, whereas Keteris is not so common, it's only two times a day, you can't bring it as Nedava. And if it would make sense to say that when the blessing of wealth would only be on the one that's not so common, because if not, then everybody, all the common, would have been wealthy. Therefore, it makes sense to say that the bracha of Baruch Hashem Chelei was going only on Yisimu Keter V'Apecha, and that's why they only let one person do it one time in his life to give everyone the chance. Now, regarding this pasuk that we just brought down, the Gemara brings a different drasha. I'm a Rava. Lo mishkachas tzuvah mirabana demayri. Rava says that you don't find the Talmud Chacham, that paskin shailus that leads the Jewish people in halacha, el da'asi mishevi Levi, only if it comes from the tribe of Levi, or becomes from tribe of Yisachar. As he explains, Levi dichsev, as it says in that pasuk that we just quoted before, which is on Shevet Levi, Yoru Mishpatecha LeYaakov, that they will teach your laws to the Jewish people. So you see that that's from Shevet Levi. And Yisachar dichsev, you find by Shevet Yisachar, as says a pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph, which the Gersa says, Ubimnei Yisachar, and that from the children of Yisachar, Yedei Bina La'itim, that have a deep understanding of the designated times, Ladas Ma'ayasi Yisrael, to know what the Jewish people should do. Again, that the Mar Harais are either from Shevet Levi or from Shevet Yisachar. And that the Gemara asks, Ve'im Yehuda Nami. Let's say Shevet Yehuda also come the ones that teach the laws of the Torah to the Jewish people. The Chesed says, Apostle can tell them, Yehuda Mechaikiki, Yehuda my lawgivers. So you see that they're also the ones that teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, yes, they teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. However, what Rava was referring to is Sasuki Shmaita Liba de Hilchaso Kamina. What I was talking about, Rava says, was being able to crystallize halachically what to actually do in practice. That was only from Shevet Levi and from Shevet Yisachar. So although Shevet Yehuda teaches Torah, but they're not the Meire Hara in Klal Yisrael. And that's why, again, it was only Shevet Levi and Shevet Yisachar. Now, regarding the topic of our Mishnah, The Gemara brings the following memra, the following statement from Rabbi Yechanan. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Eim efaisin al tumet shel ben harbayim. We do not make a separate lottery for the tumet in the evening. That is, there's two carbon tumets, which the word tumet means constant daily, that they bring every single day. One in the morning, tumet shel shachar, and one tumet shel ben harbayim. So the second pious that we had spoken about in the previous Mishnah said that you're going to have 13 different people that are going to have this lottery for who does the avodis related to the tumet shel shachar. And that Rabbi Yechanan is saying, we do not make another lottery for the tumet shel ben harbayim. El koyin shezocha bei shachar is rather the koyin that merited to do that avodah in the morning. In other words, each person from whatever part of it, let's say the shechita or the zrika or whichever part he was merited to do in the morning, zocha bei arvus, he merits the same thing in the tumet shel ben harbayim, and we do not make a new lottery. That the Gemara asks, Meisvei, we learned Kashim Shemefaisen Shachar is Kach Mefaisen Ben Abayim. There's a brisa that clearly says that just like we make a lottery in the morning, we do make a lottery in the evening. So what is the thing that's brought in the morning and the evening? That's the Talmud that's brought every single day. So you see that you do make a new lottery. So that contradicts what Rabbi Yechanan just said. And that the Gemara answers, no, Kitan Yehi, what was the brisa referring to when it said that just like we make a lottery in the morning, so too we make one in the evening? That was B'Ketairis. That was in reference to Ketairis. And as we said, because we don't want anyone to repeat ever in his life, just one time to give everyone the chance. Therefore, yes, of course, the Ketairis is brought twice a day, just like we make a lottery in the morning for it, we make a new one for it in the evening. And that the Gemara asks, but Vatani, we still have a different brisa that says, Kishem Shemefaisin Loi Shachris, just like we make a lottery for it in the morning, in the masculine loy, kach mefisin loy arvis, so too we make a lottery for it in the evening. Now, Keteris would have been proper for it to say losh in the cave, a female, in the sense of law. And the fact that it says loy, it sounds like it's going on the carbon tumet. So you see that the carbon tumet is repeat a lottery in the evening. Nothing more says aim a law, say that it should, the girsa should be law in the feminine, not in the male, and that's why it would be going on Keteris. But again, the Gemara asks, but now by the time we learn the Braisa that you can't even say that. Because the Braisa says, Kshem Shemefaisin Loi Shachar, just like we make a lottery for it in the morning, Kach Mefisin Loi Arvis, so too we make a lottery for it in the evening, again in the masculine. Then the Kshem Shemefaisin Loi Shachar, and here it repeats it, so you can't say that Loi really was Law, because it says again, Law, just like you make for it in the feminine in the morning, Kach Mefaisin Loi Arvis, so too you make for it in the evening. So law is definitely Keteris. What's loy in the first half of the brisa? Obviously, a karma tamid, that we do make another lottery for it in the evening. So on that, Amar Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, truthfully, it's like Rabbi Yechanan, that generally we do not make a lottery for the tamid shel ben abayim. Hacha, this brisa is b'Shabbos askinan, is talking about on Shabbos. And why on Shabbos would we, yes, make another lottery in the evening? Because Hayil Mishmaris Mischachis, because since the Mishmaris, the different groups of Kahanim change, that is, there were 24 Mishmaris, and that each week one Mishmar would do a different, it had its own week. It would go in the 24 week cycle, and every day of the week would be a different base of a different family from that Mishmar. Now, since on Shabbos is when they change, so the Mishmar that did the work, which means the Tumet Shel Shachar in the morning, is not doing the Tumet Shel Ben Abayim because the middle of the day is when they switch Mishmaris. That's why they had to go ahead and, of course, do a new lottery in the evening because we don't know who's going to do it. Because the ones in the morning don't do it in the evening. So Shabbos is different, and there, of course, Rabbi Yechim would agree that you would have to make a new lottery in the evening. So that resolves the questions on Rabbi Yechim. But now the Gemara asks, now, according to what we had assumed in the beginning, in other words, we were asking these questions on Rabbi Yechim to say that, no, it seems like from the brises that you do make another lottery in the Tumet Shel Ben Abayim, and that is every day you would make another one. That's what we were asking. Then we resolved it and said it could be like Rabbi Yechanan that we do not make one, and just Shabbos would be different. But according to that, what we had assumed in our questions on Rabbi Yechanan, how could we even have entertained that? Nefish lehu fayasas. It would come out there would be more than the requisite four payasas. We said there was only, as the previous Mishnah said, only four lotteries that took place during the day. If we would make another one for the Tumet Shel Ben Abayim, there would have been five. So how could we have ever entertained that in the first place? I think more answers. Meisei kulu mitzafer asu. They all would have came to take place in the lottery for the Tumet Shel Ben Abayim in the morning at the time when they take place for the lottery of the Tumet Shel Shachar. And that is the zachi be shachar zachi. The one that would merit to do the Tumet Shel Shachar would merit his part. And the zachi be arvus zachi, whoever merit to do the Tumet Shel Ben Abayim, which would be a different kind, would merit in his part. And that is, as we explained in the previous staff, that arba payasas means to say that there were four different times when they did the lotteries. And therefore, yes, there would still be four different times because the Tumet Shel Ben Abayim's lottery would have taken place, at least the way we had assumed in our questions, at the same time as the Tamid Shel Shachar, and therefore it still would have been four different times when we're doing it, not five, because we would do it at the same time, but it would have been different people that would have won the rights to do the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim than the Tamid Shel Shachar. But the Gemara concludes, like Rabbi Yechanan, that in truth, there's no separate Kayin, it's the same Kayin that does the Tamid Shel Shachar, who does the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, everyone according to the part of that which he won in that raffle. Now the Mishnah said that Haravi, the fourth and final lottery of the day, was Chadashim and Mishanim, that was whether they were old or new, in other words, first time or not the first time doing this Avodah, that who would merit to bring up the Ivarim, the different limbs of the Karbet Tamid, from the Kevesh, from the Ram to the Mizbeach. So on that, our Gemara tells us that Masnitin, it's obvious that this Mishnah, our Mishnah, it delayed Karbet Lezim Yaakov. It's not like Karbet Lezim Yaakov, it's not, as we learned in the Mishnah Masech this Tamid, Karbet Lezim Yaakov Omer, he says, Hamale Ivarim leKevesh, the one, those Kahanim, who bring up the limbs to the ramp, they are the same Kahanim that bring up the limbs from the ramp to the Mizbech. And that is obviously not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said we make a special lottery for different Kahanim to take it from the ramp up until over on top of the Mizbech. Now, what it means according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is, so if they're the same Kahanim, so what does it mean that they would bring it to the ramp and then bring it ramped up to the Mizbeach? And that is because when they initially bring it, they would bring it and leave it from halfway of the ramp towards the bottom, on the bottom half of the ramp. And the reason is so that they shouldn't have to carry at one time these heavy limbs all the way up onto the top of the Mizbeach. Now, when they would come later and they would be walking up to the ramp, then they would pass by the place where they put it down. Then they would pick it up. As the Mishnah says in Masech Dishkom, Nafchav Bezim and Aleph, that they would first put it on the bottom half, on the eastern side, and then when they would come back later, then they would carry it and bring it up to the top. So that's obvious that our Mishnah is not like Blessed Yaakov, because he says that it wasn't a new lottery. It was those same Kahanim who brought it in the first place to the ramp. Now, the Gemara asks, B'mai Kamifigas, so what is this argument based on? Why would it be the same Kahanim, or why would it be different Kahanim? So on that, the Gemara says that Mar Sava, the Tana of our Mishnah, who said that you make a new raffle for different Kahanim to take it from the ramp to the Mizbeach, held like it says the Pasuk in Mishli, Baravam Hadris Melech, that the multitude of the people is glory, is a splendor for the king, meaning the more people that are involved, the greater Kavod Shemayim, and therefore we want other people to do it, to then you bring it halfway, and then other people come and take it from the ramp up to the Mizbeach. Whereas the Mar Sava, Blaz Ben Yaakov, held, Makom Shechina, in the place of the Divine Presence, Lav Oirech Ara, it's not proper that it should seem like that it's difficult for you to finish what you started. In other words, you brought it to the Kevesh and it seems like you just got lazy and it was too hard for you and you got someone else to finish it up. It's not proper. And therefore, we have the same Kahanim who brought it there to conclude what they had started and bring it up to the top of Mizbeach. Now, based on this, Amar Rabba Rabba says, Lo Yerub Elezer Ben Yaakov Isle Drebi Huda. So first of all, Rabbah says that now that we introduced Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion, it must be that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And that is, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was mentioned previously, that he doesn't hold that there was a separate lottery for the machta by the Ketaris. And that is, when the Avodah of the Ketaris was done, it was needed to be two kind of doing it. One kind had to bring the actual Keteris themselves, the incense, which was then put onto the shovel that had the coals. So, and he had needed another kind to shovel the coals from the Adam Mizbech and bring it onto the Inam Mizbech in the Heichel. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that there wasn't a separate kind that had a lottery to do that shovel. Rather, the one who won the Keteris, the one to the right of him, would bring the shovel and of the coals into the Inam Mizbech. Now, it must be, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov does not hold like that. And it must be that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that there was a separate lottery for the shovel. And that's in place of what he holds, that there wasn't a separate lottery from the ramp going up to the Mizbeach. And similarly, you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there wasn't another lottery for the shovel of the Keteris, must be that he does not hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And that is must be that there was a different raffle going from the ramp up to the Mizbeach. As the Gemara explains, Tim Kane, because if either one held like the other opinion, who both opinions hold that there's missing one of the lotteries, then the Batru L'Payasis, then we would have less than the four requisite lotteries. And that is, our Mishnayis up until now seem like Rabbi Yehuda, which is, it didn't count a separate lottery for the shovel of the Keteris, but you have all the other four. You have Trumas Adeshin, you have the Tamid Shel Shachar, you have the Keteris, and you have the fourth one of bringing up the limbs from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds there was no separate lottery for taking up the ramp to the Mizbeach, because he holds it was the same Kahanim. So then you're down to three. So must be, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda that says that there wasn't a separate lottery for taking the shovelful of the ashes for the of the coals for the Keteris. And therefore that was number four. And therefore, but again, but Rabbi Yehuda can't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that you didn't have taking up from the ramp to the Mizbeach as a separate lottery, because not only that he doesn't hold that one then, but he also doesn't hold that you take, as he says, the shovelful of the coals to the Keteris. So then you would be left with three. So it must be either one doesn't hold like the other. So therefore, both of them end up with the number four. Now the Gemara says, but vi mishkachas tana, the tana chamish, if you're going to find a tana that says there weren't four lotteries, but actually five lotteries that took place in the Beis Hamikdash every single day, then the Gemara continues, Amid Beis, Hahu, so what you have to say is that Tana would hold the Loiker B'lezim in Yaakov or the Loiker B'Huda. He would obviously hold not like either one of them. And that is from the fact that he would be including five. The only way he could get five is that he would have to say that there's a lottery for the shovelful of the coals for the Keteris, which that's not like a B'Huda. And he would have to say that there's a lottery from taking the limbs from the ram to the Mizbeach. That wouldn't be like a B'lezim in Yaakov. And therefore, if there was such a Tana, he obviously wouldn't be like either one of them. However, again, either one of those opinions can't hold on the other one's opinion, because then you'd be left with only three. And in our Mishnayos, we said that there were four payasas that took place every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing on the theme of the Mishnah from before the last one, which spoke about how many Kehanim are involved in the Karban. So our Mishnah tells us that Tamid Karav, the Karban Tamid involves, and as Rashi explains, it means from the time of the transporting of the limbs and further. It's not counting those which come before, like the Shechita and the Zrika, but from the transportation of the Hailoches Evarim. And on, it requires Betisha, it requires 9 Kahanim, Basara, 10 Kahanim, Be'echad Asar, or 11 Kahanim, or Bishneim Asar, or 12 Kahanim. Le'pachas V'l'yoysa, not less than 9, and not more than 12. However, it depends when it is to say if it's going to be 9, 10, 11, or 12, as the Mishnah explains. Ketzad, when is this that we're going to have each different numbers relating to the Karban Tamid? So Atzmoy, when you're bringing only the Karban Tamid, in other words, every single day, a regular day, then Betes, then there's 9 Kahanim involved. Again, as we said, although the number is 13, as we explained in the previous Mishnah, we're going from the transportation of the limbs and on. So you have 5 for the limbs. You have 1 for the intestines, you have 1 for the flour, you have 1 for the chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, you have 1 for the wine that's used as nesachim, and that brings to the number of 9. Now, Rashi points out that obviously our Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, although the previous Mishnah wasn't, because he doesn't hold that there was another pious that was for taking the limbs from the ram to the Mizbeach, and therefore all the Kahan that were required for the Karban Tamid was only a number 9. The Chag, if it's the Karban Tamid on Sukkot, where you need to have 2 nesachim, 2 libations, not just the regular one of wine that's always brought, but an additional one of water, which is called nesach hamayim, so then the halach is going to be since that on a biyat echadim, the hand of one of the kahanim, which means the added kain, is sleiches shel mayim, is going to be a flask of water, sarik and asar, that means on Sukkot, by the Karban Tamid, you're going to have 10 kahanim. Bein harabayim, every single day by the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim in the evening, so then Be'echad Aser, then it requires 11 Kahanim, which is Hu Asma Betisha. As we said, the Karban Tamid itself requires 9 Kahanim. Vishnayim, and then there's another 2, which 9 plus 2 is 11. Be'yadim, in their hands, are Shnei Geziri Eitzim, are 2 logs of wood, which is they have to add on to the Marocha, the pyre that has the fire on the Mizbeach, to make the fire greater. And the Gemara will learn from Sukkim that in the afternoon Karban Tamid, you need to have two of these logs brought with 2 kahanim. However, in the morning, the which is the Siddur Shnei Gezarim, which is when they organize the 2 logs, that only requires 1 kohen, as it says in the pasuk, "Vir la kohen," it says in the singular. Now, that's not even counted in the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, because as we learned in the previous daf, that the one who gets Trumas Hadeshen, which is the first lottery in the day, he's the one that merits to do the Siddur Shnei Gezri Eitzim, and therefore that's not even counted. But for the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim, we add on another 2, because we require 2 Kahanim, which we have the lottery in the F for that Karban Tamid Shel Bein Habayim, which we said that's done in the, it's the same ones who get the Tamid Shel Shachar. They do it, but we need an additional 2 Kahanim to bring those 2 logs, and therefore that makes it 11. B'Shabbos, similarly, B'Shabbos is Be'echad Aser, also requires 11 Kahanim. because Hu Atzma B'Tisha, it itself is with 9 Kahanim. B'Shnayim, and then the extra 2, are B'Yadim Shnei B'Zichi Loina Shalachem Apanim. That is, even by the Tumah Shel Shachar, it's going to be 11, because you have 2 other Kahanim that are holding those 2 spoonfuls of the frankincense for the Lachem Apanim. That makes the number 11. U'B'Shabbos B'Techa Chag, and then if it's Shabbos, that's in middle of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, then Miyad Echad Slecha Shamayim. Then additionally, there was a kohen that had a flask of water, and that makes the number to 12. And therefore, that's what we said, that the Tamid will either have 9, 10, 11, or 12 Kahanim that are involved in the Karban Tamid. Now, the Gemara makes an inference from our Mishnah. Amr Baba, V'yitem, and some say Rami Bachama, V'yitem, and some say it was Rabbi Yechanan, Ein Menaschen Mayim B'chag, Ela B'tamid Shal Shachar. This process known as Nisach HaMayim, although the Simcha was at night, Simcha's based on Sheva, when they withdraw the water, the actual Nisach, the pouring of the libations of the water in the Yom Tov of Sukkot was only done by the morning Karban Tamid. Now, Mimai, how do we know this? So, Medik Tani, from the fact that we learned in our Mishnah, U'bishabbos Shabbatecha Chag, that is, when are we going to have 12 Kahanim involved in the Karban Tamid? We said it's on Shabbos that comes out, falls out in the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And then we said, because additionally to the Shabbos, which is that you have 11, because you have 9 from the Karban Tamid and you have 2 of the Bezichi of the Levina, that you can have another one, a 12th one, that carries the Tzlech Shemaim, the flask of water. Now, what that sounds like is that only on Shabbos did we say that's on Sukkot can you have 12. But on the regular weekday of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, that you won't be able to find 12. However, if you would entertain to say that when would they do the Nisach HaMayim, the pouring of the water, would be by the evening Karban Tamid, then even on a weekday, in other words, the rest of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, even on the weekday, Nami Mishkachas, you also would be able to have the number 12. Because as we said in the Mishnah, that the Karban Tamid Shebein HaBayim itself is 9 for the Karban itself. You have 2 that bring the 2 logs of wood. Then you would have the extra 12th one of the Tzlech HaShemayim, of the flask of water, for the Nisach HaMayim. So obviously that you do not do it the Nisach HaMayim in the Karban Tamid Shel Bein HaBayim, and that's why we didn't count that as a possible option for 12. It's only brought in the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. So Amar Vashi said, Af Anan Namitinina, we also similarly learned this in the Mishnah Masech Sukkah, that will illustrate that obviously that when would they do the Nisach HaMayim? It was in the morning time in the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. As the Mishnah tells us, Ula Menasech, that for the one that was pouring, doing the avodah of pouring the Nisach HaMayim, the water libations, the people would tell him, Hag b'yadecha, pick up your hands high, that we could see when you're pouring the flask, that it's going into the silver basin that was on the Mizbeach, which had like these small little holes, almost like nostrils, that the wine would go and flow down into the bottom of the Mizbeach, which that was called the Nisach. And they wanted to be able to see, pick up your hand, that we could see where it's pouring, that's going into that basin. And the reason for this, why they would tell him that, is because Shapam Echad, one time, the Kohen did not pour the flask of water into the basin. Rather, Nisach HaGabi Rachglav, he poured it on his feet. And the reason is because he was a tzeduki, that they don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, and definitely not what the Rabbanan say. And therefore, they didn't agree to Nisach HaMayim, which doesn't say specifically, it's not explicit in the Torah Shabbiksav. V'rugamuhu kolam besregen. And therefore, all the people, they pelted that kohen, the tzeduki, with their esregim. Now, the deek from that Mishnah Sukkah that demonstrates the same idea is, why did the Mishnah have to say that they pelted him with their esregim? If not to teach us that when was the Nisach HaMayim, because when is the water libation done? At a time when people have that lulav and esrig. And when is it? That's in the morning when people shuck a lulav. Shema Minah, from that Mishnah and Sukkah, we also could demonstrate that when is Nisach HaMayim done? It's done by the Tamid Shel Shachar and not by the Tamid Shel Bein HaBayim. Now, related to our Mishnah, the Gemara brings Tanya within the Braisa. Pshim Be'yichoy Omer. Minayin LeTamid Shel Bein HaBayim. For where do we know regarding the evening Karban Tamid? Shatoin Shnei Gizari Eitzim B'Shnei Kahanim. We took for granted, as when we described the numbers in the Mishnah, that the Tamid Shel Bein HaBayim will have 11, 9 of the carbon itself, and an additional 2 Kahanim that will bring the 2 logs of wood. Where do we know that halacha from? So Shneimer, like it says in Pasuk in Vayikra, it says, V'orchu Eitzim, and they, in the plural, will organize the woods, the logs of wood on the Maracha. Now, Im Einoi Einu LeTamid Shel Shachar, although this Pasuk is said in context of the morning carbon, of the carbon Tamid in the morning. Now, if it doesn't have relevance to the Kama Tumah Shel Shachar, because the Chsiv, because it already says in the Pasuk, Uvir Oleh HaKoyin Eitzim Babayka Babayka, that the Koyin will burn the wood every single morning, Varuch Aleh, and then he'll prepare the different things on top of that fire. So, are obvious that we don't need another Pasuk to tell us that Halacha, especially if the Pasuk of Tumah Shel Shachar already says it's talking about one Koyin. So Tanayu in lo Tumah Shel Shachar. So what's this other pasuk? Although it's said in the parasha of Tumah Shel Shachar, but what's this other one that's repeating again? And not only that, but it's saying that it's a plural that more than one kohen will be doing it. Obviously, that said, as there's always a halacha of im einoy inyan, if it's not necessary for this, we use it for something else. That's brought. It meant for the Tumah Shel Ben Arba'im, and that's where we know a source that Tumah Shel Ben Arba'im requires two kohanim to organize the two logs of wood that's brought in the evening. That the Gemara's question is, no. Just like that pasuk is said in context of the Tumah Shel Shachar, let's say both of them, which are talking about organizing logs of wood on the Maracha, are both said in context of the Tumah Shel Shachar. How would that make sense? Amar Rachmana, and the Torah is telling you, Avid v'hadar Avid, do it once and then do it again. And what that means is, yes, first you would have one Kayan, as the pasuk, that other pasuk says in the context of Tumah Shel Shachar, in the singular. You have one Kayan organizing the two gizarin, the two logs of wood in the morning, as it says, Uvir la Kayan. And then you have two doing it, and that is, again, then later you bring two Kahanim that bring two logs of wood, another, again, in the morning time, as it says, V'orchu, which is plural, that means you have two. How do you know that one means for the afternoon? Maybe they're both processes that go on in the morning, Tumah Shel Shachar. So now the Gemara answers, Im Kain, if that was the case, Neim Akra Uvir Uvir, then the Pasuk should have said the same terminology of Uvir, that it should be consumed. Why does it change to Va'arach? Obviously, that one's talking about in the morning, one's talking about in the afternoon. Well, that the Gemara says, if it would have used the same terminology, Iksakas Rachman Uvir, if it would have kept the same term of Uvir and Avir, then Havamina Chad in, then I would have thought only to say that the second time, it's only going to be one Kayin bringing it, and Trey Laya, not two. Kamash Mon, but that's why the Pasuk changed it on purpose, the lexicon, even though it's still going in the Tumah Shel Shachar, that telling you the never Chad, never Trey. That to the contrary, had to change it to say that first we're bringing one Uvir, and then it says, V'arhu, that they will prepare to say that you're bringing two. So that's not a question why. Again, maybe our question is valid. Maybe it should be, they're both told my reference to the morning. Now, why does it change it? It's because it had to change it to tell you first, the first two logs will be brought with one kind, and then the second two logs will be brought with two kind. So again, how do you know that one pasuk is talking about that for the Tumah Shel Ben Arba'im? So that the Gemara answers, Im Kain, if it was true that you're saying that it changes it, because I had to tell you first with one kind, then with two kind, but then name akro uvir uviaru, it still should have kept the same format of the word, just should have changed it from the singular to the plural. Uvir, that means with one kind, and then uviaru, and they shall burn it. Inamiras, it should have said, v'arach v'archu. Again, keeping the same word, just changing from the singular to the plural. My uvir v'archu, what's these two different words of uvir, which in the singular, and of archu in the plural? Obviously, it's like we said, that one's talking about Tumah Shel Shachar, and the other one's talking about Tumah Shel Ben Arba'im. That's where we have the source that the Tumah Shel Ben Arba'im had two additional kanim to bring up the Shnei Gizari Eitim, and that's why it had 11 kanim involved. Now, relating to our Mishnah, our Mishnah said how many kanim are necessary for different carbon tumids depending on when it is brought. So, turn up Chib Torah in the Braisa, the pious, the lottery. Pa'amim Yud Gimel, sometimes there's 13 kanim. Now, although in our Mishnah we said it's 9, what we meant, we learned in the previous Mishnah, by the Payashen, by the second lottery, in the whole context of the Karban Tumah Shel Shachar, there was a total, because in our Mishnah we didn't talk about the Shechita and the Zrika, however, including all of them, that sometimes there would be 13 kahanim involved in the Karban Tumah Shel Shachar. Pa'amim Yidal, sometimes 14, that would be on Sukkot when you had to have another kohen carrying the flask of the water. Pa'am Tesvav, sometimes 15, that was on Shabbos when you had an additional two with the two Bezichi of Levina. Pa'am Tezayin, and sometimes 16, as we explained in the Mishnah, when it's Shabbos, that's on Sukkot, where then you have the Shnei Bezichi Levina and the flask of the water. However, the Gemara asks, so that's what Reb Chiya says, which goes in consonance with what we had explained up until now. But for time, we learned the Braisa, Yud Zayin, that sometimes is 17, which is not like the Braisa Reb Chiya brought, that it's only the max up to 16. That the Gemara answers, Hahi. The Tana of that Braisa holds that there was sometimes another kind. And that was, because there was the Evarim that were brought from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, and that is, in other words, he always held there was another Kayin, and then sometimes another one, so it would be up to 17, let's say, on Shabbos that falls out on Sukkot. Because he holds that it was from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach was another Kayin, and hence that would make it up to 17, which is the Loik Rebelezer Ben Yaakov, who's not like Rebelezer Ben Yaakov, who, as we had explained before in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah, and that our Tanava Mishnah holds like Rebelezer Ben Yaakov, not like the previous Mishnah. And Ella Kreb Yehuda, rather, it must be that the Tanna of this price holds like Rebbe Yehuda that says that there was no, Rebbe Yehuda holds that there was no separate lottery for the shovelful for the Kataris. Now, as we had explained previously, then obviously that Rebbe Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, because if he held like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, then he would have less than the requisite share of the payasas of the lotteries. And therefore, he needed that the Kohen should have to bring up we should have to make a new lottery for the Kohen to bring up the Evarim from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. And that's why we said that there's going to be another Kohen involved over here, because the processes are different according to Rabbi Yehuda. Although in our Mishnah we said, which Rabbi Chiya was based on that opinion, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that there's only going to be up to a total of 16. That last price that we quoted that says it could be up to 17 was going like Rabbi Yehuda, who does not hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as by default he has to, because Russ is going to have less than the amount. And that's how you're going to have 17, because you have another taking the Evarim from the Kevesh to the Mizbech. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continue on the same theme, now regarding other Karbanos. In the previous Mishnah we spoke about the Karban Tamid, how many Karban necessary. Now we're going to talk about other Karbanos. So Ayel, or Ram, Karav Be'echad Aser, is brought to the Mizbech with 11 Kahanim are involved, as the Mishnah explains. Habasa b'chamisha, the meat itself requires 5 kahanim, as we said by the carbon tamid, which also requires 5. Hakrevayim, the intestines, v'haselis, and the flour, and that is there are 2 esroinim that are brought. V'hayayin, and the wine, b'shnayim. Each one of these items require 2 kahanim to carry. That's so you have 2 for the wine, 2 for the flour, 2 for the intestines, plus the 5 of the limbs of the animal. That makes it into 11 kahanim that are involved when a ram is brought as a carbon. Par, a bull, karv be'esrim ve'arba, is brought with 24 kahanim, as the Mishnah explains. Haresh v'haregel, the head and the right foot, that is haresh be'echad, the head is brought with 1 kohen, v'haregel b'shnayim, and the right foot is brought with 2. Now the reason why it's breaking it up into these categories is because, although with the carbon tamid, these groupings of, let's say, haresh v'haregel, each one was brought with 1 kohen, we're demonstrating how regarding these other kabbalists, which are larger and require more kahanim, are going to be split up differently. So the right leg will be with 2 kahanim. Ha'ukitz v'haregel, the tail and the left foot, ha'ukitz b'shnayim, the tail will be brought with 2 kahanim. V'haregel b'shnayim, and the left foot with 2 kahanim. Ha'chazav agera, the chest, the breast, and the neck, ha'chazav echad, the breast will be brought with 1 kahanim. V'hager b'shleisha, and the neck will be brought with 3 kahanim. The 2 forelegs will be brought with 2 kahanim. And the 2 flanks will be brought with 2 kahanim. Now, hakrevayim, the intestines, vasoilis, and the flour, vayayin, and the wine, each one of these items required 3 kahanim to bring each, which the final tally equals 24 kahanim involved with the avoida of a carbon that's brought as a par, as a bull. Now, on this, the Mishnah sums it up and qualifies. When did we say that you need all these amounts of kahanim for all these different types of animals and that we would require all these different lotteries to decide who gets what? That was said by karbanas tzibra. That was a carbon that's brought by the tzibra of a carbon yachad, but in an individual carbon, imrotz lahakriv, if an individual kohen wants to go ahead and bring it all himself without a lottery, then makriv, he has the volition, he has that choice, he could bring it all himself. Now the Mishnah concludes, have shetim v'nituchan, however, they're flaying, the skinning of the skin of the animal, and they're dismembering, shal elu ve'elu, both of the carbon tzibah and the carbon yachid, shavan, they're the same. And that is, as the Gemara will explain, it means to say that Azar, even the non-kohen, could do the hefshet and the nituch of both the carbon tzibah and the carbon yachid.